1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's almost time for your phone tap. And if a wife wants to do a prank call on her husband around Halloween time, what are the options there?
Oh, gosh. It's got to be scary, right?
Yeah. I mean, what do? You tell him the pumpkin that he bought at the store is actually a butternut squash.
Oh, no.
Or maybe you tell him his microwave is haunted by the ghost of Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee's got a high-pitched scream.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
No, what you have to do is you have to go big and contact us, the Tap Busters.
Oh, my God.
That's us.
You did not just say that.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
We ain't afraid of no phones.
Oh, my God, you're going with it.
I'm going to try to.
Okay.
But no.
Oh, you even got the music on.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just saying we're the so-called experts in the prank department.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know how true that is, but that's what they call us. And you're going to hear exactly what we came up with for this prank phone call when we do your brand new phone tap. Right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is Mrs. available?
This is her husband. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Charlie from the Super Adult Play Emporium.
From what?
The Super Adult Play Emporium.
Really? And why exactly are you calling for my wife?
I can tell you that in just a second, but before I do, my managers requested that I ask if it's okay. At the end of this phone call, would you be willing to take a quick customer satisfaction survey?
No.
No, okay.
No.
All right, that's fine. Anyway, Mrs. was recently in the Super Adult Play Emporium, and she purchased an item that's been recalled.
What?
So we're required by law to contact the consumer to basically warn them not to use it and to please return it immediately.
Wait, so my wife was actually in that sex place?
Yes, she was, and she purchased that item. And if you could just tell her to bring it back and return it, that would be great.
I don't know what you're talking about. What item?
Oh, I just figured since you're her husband, then you would have, you know, okay. But if you're her husband, I guess I can tell you.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
So the one that Mrs. purchased is called the Halloweeny?
The Halloweeny?
Yeah, the Halloweeny.
What exactly is a Halloweeny?
You're going to make me blush.
You're the one that said it.
Okay, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, it's hollow, and it's orange, and, you know, you put it where...
I get it. Okay. It's getting recalled.
Yeah, yeah, there's a recall on it. It's defective due to a choking hazard.
A choking hazard?
Yeah, I guess the little jack-o'-lanterns can come detached during use.
Oh, my God.
Like, you can picture it. It's like with the big orange thing and then the two jack-o'-lanterns on the side of it.
Stop talking about it. I don't want to picture it.
I'm sorry about that, sir. I didn't mean to offend.
Oh, my God. When did my wife order this?
Let me see. It seems that she purchased it about a week ago.
Oh, she did, huh? May I ask what else she purchased from the company?
Sorry, I don't have access to that. Just the recall data. But it looks like she's a member of our VIP program, which is good news.
Oh, God. It's always so nice to hear from a complete stranger that your wife is a closet perv or something.
Oh, well, I'm glad that we can make your day.
No, you didn't make my day to find out that my wife goes to these weird places. Probably went right after her Bible study.
I don't know about that, and I'm sorry for your inconvenience, but we can't offer you or your wife 25% off your next purchase.
No, no.
Well, you can always have her exchange it for a number of other products. Like, we have the vibrating mini mummy.
Oh, God.
Or how about the anatomically correct blow-up Frankenstein? That's a popular one.
No.
I like it because you can remove the neck bolts and put them anywhere on your body.
What are you talking about now?
I'm saying these are all the adult Halloween products your wife wanted me to tell you about while doing a prank phone call on you. That's what I'm talking about.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you, man. This is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Your wife asked if we could do a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. The whole time I thought my wife was some kind of closet perp.
I mean, she did say in her email that she's interested in spicing things up.
My God.
So
that's horrible.
Well, hey, for your trouble, we will definitely honor that 25% discount at the Super Adult Play Emporium. All right, sir?
No thanks.
You're missing out.
No, I'll pass.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.